come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
What's happening? It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here at The Hype 87.3, man. Happy 420 to the world, man. It is the International Smokers Day, you know? And I got a professional smoker with me today.
Yeah, don't know you. Don't know me.
Turn that one around right there. Which one? Yeah.
Oh, I got it the wrong way?
There you go. Now you can...
See, you know I was high.
I'm going to keep you on...
You know I was blazing when I was coming here because... I gotta say, I flip around the wrong way.
Nah, it's all good, man. Listen, we got the one and only VI Vibes. He is definitely not new to us. He is true to us. Appreciate you being here.
I appreciate you having me.
I'm gonna keep it G with you. I was kind of surprised that you wanted to come do the interview on 420. I was shocked.
Perfect planning.
Well, listen, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you always supporting whatever we got going on over here. But introduce yourself.
Hey, it's your boy VI Vibes. I'm from the Virgin Islands. I do hip-hop and R&B and reggae. I kind of blend my music together, you know what I'm saying, getting a different sound than what you normally hear. And I'm here just to bless the world with some of this good gift.
Facts, most definitely. And that's one thing that I can say about you is I think every song that I've ever heard from you has a totally different vibe. Like, I can tell that it's you, which is good because you have that signature sound for VI Vibes. But, you know, from Gas to Pressure to Smile to Now Wanna Be Love, all of them resonate slightly different. You know what I'm saying? And I like that because you have a wide variety of music. Definitely. But let's take it back. Now, you born and raised in the Atlanta area.
Actually, I was born in the Virgin Islands.
Okay. You were born there. Okay. I thought just your fam was there. You was actually born there.
Yeah,
okay.
I was born there from, I left there like 95.
Okay.
Came to Atlanta and then, you know, I just sticked it out in Atlanta and Atlanta pretty much raised me.
So you got family that brought you here. Is that why you moved to Atlanta?
Yeah. My dad was here. At the time, my mom was going through some problems. So
yeah,
she like, let me just send you to your dad. And about a year later she passed. So I was like, okay. Her dream was just to see me graduate. So yeah. I said, let me make that happen.
Was she living in VI when she passed?
Yeah, she was. They had to take her to like Puerto Rico because, you know, the Virgin Islands, the health system ain't that strong. So
right. They
just went to the next spot and she had like 3 brain surgery on her brain.
Man.
So like a tumor in her brain. Just going to the store and like she just like collapsed.
It happens like that. Yeah. There's times where we got stuff going on. You and I just had this whole conversation before we went live, how important it is to stay on top of our regular checkups.
Facts.
But stuff like that, if you got a brain tumor and you're not, who's going to go get their brain scanned just to see if they, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts, because people don't know. You might have a headache. You'd be like, oh, let me just take an 800, you know, milligram and I'll be all right. Nah, bro, you might need to go get your head scanned.
No, that is facts. That actually happened to me years back. I kept getting headaches, and they did. They actually ended up doing like an MRI on my head because they wanted, fortunately, there was nothing going on. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, it was just like my sinuses were so horrible that I was getting constant headaches from it. But yeah, but listen, going into music, when did that really start becoming that passion for you? Because you have put out some big records, you know, and we're going to get into all your accolades of stuff you've done. But like, when did music really start coming into play for you?
That's a good question. Music really kicked in, I would say 2007, 2008, when I was doing like audio engineering at Omnitech. And then I, you know, kind of went into the externship with Soul Sound Studio, Raphael Capone.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
you probably told me, but I don't forgot. Really, I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah, so, and then, you know, as me recording, you know, artists, and I see these artists come in, and they be like, you know, they could sing. So I'm like, all right, it's going to be a good session. And I'm talking about 9, 10 at a time, they be like, struggling with just the hooks,
man.
You know what I'm saying? And I'd be like, you don't remember your own hooks. You can't stack your own hooks. And then most of them be like, they could sing, but you know, they'd be like, oh, go ahead, put the auto-tune on it. And like, that was like the auto-tune era, like around 06, 07. And I was like, it was just, my soul was just like leaving every time I go do a session. Cause it was just over and over again. So, you know, I said, let me just take a step back and kind of, you know, work on my stuff. I was at the time, you know, I was engineering, but I had to focus on engineering first.
Yeah.
Because that was going to be the breadwinner, you know. But for me, I was like, nah, let me just start focusing on me. And, I was an electrician at the time, too. So I was making sure that I could support my dream. But at the same time, I was going to the IBEW, which is Electrical School in Atlanta. If nobody don't know, tap in, you know, you can make at least right now, we're making $36 an hour.
Man, that's great.
As a journeyman.
Yeah.
So, you know, just using that to kind of, you know, make your way through life and try to chase your, you know, your dreams and make your dreams happen.
Absolutely. I think it's important, you know, if somebody's not quite sure what they want to do, get a trade.
Yeah.
Because trade work is never going to go anywhere because they need a human being for stuff like that. Yeah, you can't send a, you better not send a robot to my house to fix my toilet if I need, I have a plumbing issue or an electric issue, like, you know, wiring needs to be replaced. Facts. You need a human being for that. Facts. So getting a trade. I know you mentioned that your son is in barbering school. Yes. That's something too that's never going to go away. Like true. People always need a haircut.
Yeah, all the time. You know, I just tell my son, like, you know, try to be innovative with it. You know, just don't do the basic. I'm going to go work for somebody, shop and pay this money and you ain't got a clientele, you know. So he likes to do content. So he's doing content for the school he's at.
Okay.
I think it's Atlanta Tech. And, you know, he's making his little money there while he's learning about actually health insurance, I mean, life insurance.
Okay.
So it's so funny. I was doing the class of Primerica just learning about it because it was, you know, something educational that everybody know they got to have life insurance, you know, so when you die, you don't put the burden on your loved ones.
100%.
So when he seen me going to class for like 3 days for, he was like, yo, that sounds kind of dope. I told him I was doing it for more like a knowledge. I wasn't really caring about to go sell anything or anything like that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to kind of tell people that's in my circle, make sure you get this. I am a client. You know what I'm saying? So I told my son, like, you know, just see what I'm doing and kind of pick it up. And he picked it up, but it's a different company, but it's still the same.
Absolutely. Education. That's so important, man. Have a trade, get a trade, learn a skill. Like, you know, college is not for everybody.
No.
You know, some people, like, I went and I am a college dropout, but I'm now a business owner. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it can be done. And there's people out here who are millionaires who did not go to school.
Facts.
They either learned a trade or found what they are passionate about and they really got good at it. You know, you're kind of doing both, you know?
Yeah. I'm. You know what they say about island people, man? We like doing everything. We got a hand. We the electrician, the plumbers, you know, the gardener, you know, we put sheetrock up, you know. We just everywhere. So that's just kind of, I guess that's the island side of me, you know, and just making sure that I got a plan A, B, C, D, and an E.
100%.
You know.
Bigger talks about that all the time because he's Jamaican and he talks about Jamaicans be having 100 different jobs, like you said, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's a great habit to have, you know what I'm saying? So. I just rock out with that, man.
So how long were you interning at Soul Asylum?
shoot. I think I interned probably 2 years.
Okay, that's a long time.
Maybe a year and a half. But, you know, we stayed in contact. When he opened the castle out there, and I think it was Howell Mill at the time, I was there helping with the electrical work side of things.
Yeah.
So my skills still came in handy. It was more than just, he's an engineer.
Yeah.
You know, I was worth something. You know what I'm saying? So
you're an asset to the situation.
Facts. So we built our relationship from there, man, and we just became brothers from there, man. It was just education he'll give me, you know what I'm saying? He'll be on my head like, yo, take that down. I don't look good. Or, you know, do this and do that. And, you know, I just take it with a grain of salt and just keep on rolling. So
shout out to Raphael Capone, man. That dude is a genius. Like, he's a prime example. Look how long he's been in business and he's doing everything independently. That is just
no help.
Inspirational right there. Like, I met him and started working with him when he was over on Howell Mill because I was doing a lot of listening parties at Soul Asylum over there. We just built a great relationship. What was probably the most valuable thing that you learned from Capone?
Attention to detail.
Tell us why.
Attention to detail, because, you know, it's the small stuff people don't, that's the thing they oversee, you know what I'm saying? And you really, you know, it's like you're dotting your I's and crossing your T's. You know, you're going to build a house, but you ain't going to put on the, you know, the trimmings on the outside. It's certain stuff that make it pop, and, you know, you got to apply that to your craft or what you do, too.
Right.
So you want
almost like the aesthetics.
Exactly. Just like that. So, you know, and and experience experience definitely makes a difference, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't give him his credit as much as he do.
Yeah.
Man, I try to give him his credit all day, every day.
He deserves all his flowers now.
He do need it, man, because he's doing great things for the community.
Yes.
You know, even though it might not be celebrated in his circle, but, you know, I try to make sure I come through and shed some light on that shit. Like, that my dog. So
man.
When you look at my page, you're going to see his shit. All day.
Facts. And that's something I can really say about you is you are very supportive of your team and the people around you. And that's important, man. Like, even if it's just a quick story share, something just to, you know, get it out there. And, you know, let people know that your whole team is working.
Yeah, yeah, because sometimes we do need that motivation. You know what I'm saying? I might be going through something and he don't know. And he might share something and that shit like, all right, let me get my ass up and keep on moving.
Absolutely.
You know, he'll be in the studio doing shit that and tired and, you know, got his little son. And if he could do all that and still run a million dollar business like what he do?
It's no excuses.
Ain't no excuse.
Yeah. We have to take that accountability.
Man, ain't no excuse. So, you know.
Right. No excuses. We taking that accountability.
Yes, sir. We is. We is.
Going back to when you first started releasing music, how long has that been?
Probably the mixtape. Everyone, you know, everybody was just doing the mixtape thing.
Yeah.
I had like SoundCloud with Lil Bankhead at the time. I was running around with him doing Street 94.5.
Yeah.
Me and Sway, we'll be like in a club. We'll go from like a regular club to like the strip club. And, you know, I was just picking up game at the same time. So I'll say strong putting it out probably like about 2012.
Yeah, it's a long time.
You know, 2012, I was putting out some mixtape stuff. And it had some great opportunities, but it never went nowhere. Like, I had, you know, John Nurred, which was Lil Jon engineer at the time. He gave me a record. You know what I'm saying? That shit was fire. So I came in there and laced that record, and it sounded like some Buju Banton shit. But he was going through his own life situation, like, with his lady.
Yeah.
So, of course, that never happened.
Yeah.
You know, I put it out there on, like, mixtape shit, but John Nurred, if you're looking at it, man, put that thing out, boy. Holler at Lil Jon, tell that boy, put that thing out.
Shout out to Trap Wiz checking in. Shout out to Baby T checking in. Shout out to everybody checking in right now, man. Listen, we don't go on live enough on the Hype 87.3, so I wanted to bless you guys today because I got my homie with me today, VI Vibes, checking in. But I think situations like that really teaches you, nothing against that dude, because, you know, life situations always are going to come first. However, it teaches you as an artist that you got to learn to really stand on your own and not rely on other people because something could happen with them, a life situation, and they got to take a step back for a little while.
Yeah. It happens a lot, man. It's crazy. It do happen a lot. And then, you know, as you're going through building your brand, you know, it's going to be some friends and some people that you're going to look up to.
Yes.
You ain't gonna be looking up to them no more, because you'll see them doing some old fugazi shit.
No effects.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta cut them off. You know, and I do that a lot. I have no time. That's a scorpion. That's a scorpio in me. Like,
you and I talked about this recently.
I'm grown. I ain't finna be going back and forth with you on the internet. If I tell you, hey, come to this studio, you're gonna get all this quality. Why would you go to your homeboy basement?
Nah, for real. Like,
make it make sense.
Every move we make has to make sense.
It makes sense.
Let's talk about this real quickly, because I know that you guys always attend the Rick Ross Car Show.
Yes.
Which is a phenomenal event. I have not been. I've got to go.
Man, that's just nice.
I got to go. But just talking about like him and Drake going back, bickering back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? Give me your honest opinion. Two grown men, both are extremely successful, wealthy, but they're bickering online, making songs about each other. How do you feel about that?
You know what? It's so funny. For me, I look at it like marketing.
Yeah.
Because that's all I see at the end of the day. They just at each other, and it's going to sell tickets. Mm-hmm. It's going to sell, you know, whatever they're doing, they're going to eat off of it. So it's like, I just look at it and laugh. You know what I'm saying? It don't really... I guess back in the day, I probably would have been like, damn, Drake just flamed his ass. Ross just did this. But for me now, it's like, I see what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? But it's funny.
Do you think it's real?
Nah, I think that shit fake as shit. That shit. Because Drake just dropped the Tupac, and, you know, he did like a Tupac AI and a goddamn Snoop Dogg with him on it.
And Rick Ross about to have the car show. It's like anytime they got something big,
they're going
to
blow it up.
It's a marketing tactic.
Like Ross, what did it say? Ross song that he did, it had like, I think it topped like 600. I don't forgot the numbers, but it topped some chart numbers. But, you know, the bigger Gates guys going to eat good off of that.
Do you feel like that, doing these marketing tactics and clickbait type situations, do you think it helps them more than hurts them, or hurts them more than helps them when it comes to like their fan base?
I'd say half and half.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some people are going to be like, yo, I'm too grown to be listening to y'all shit. And the young kid gonna be like, boy, that nigga just flaying the shit out of his ass. You know, it just, it gonna market to certain groups, you know what I'm saying? And some of us that's grown, we gonna be like, man, turn that shit off.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Let me get some with some energy that gonna give me some motivation. You know, I'm not gonna feed into the sheep. Cause that's all it is, like a bunch of sheep. Everybody just watching like this.
Right.
What you gonna do next? What you gonna do next? Like, why are you waiting on what he gonna do next? He eating.
Right. You know, who has time to sit around and do that? We got busy lives, you know, but there's those internet trolls and predators that they don't have nothing going on in life. Exactly. It's always the people who have the least amount of emotion that have the most to say.
All the time.
Every time. Because they don't have nothing going on. Dang. People like you and I who are booked and busy and doing stuff and working, we ain't got time for all that.
We ain't got no time.
Definitely. So let's talk about some of your records, man. I know you had a good run, and it's still out there making noise with the record called Smile.
Yes.
Big record.
I did that for the ladies, man.
They have a knack for doing something for the fellas and something for the ladies. Of course, you know, you got the record called Pressure. Gas, which you got a plaque for that. Yes. An iTunes plaque.
Yep, 65 on the debut chart.
That's big. Stupid Feng Shui on the feature.
Yep, Feng Shui, what a do boy.
So let's talk about that record in particular, because that's your first plaque, correct?
Yes, it was.
So without giving people too much sauce, you know, like, what steps would an independent artist need to take in order to be able to chart on like an iTunes platform and get that plaque? If you don't mind sharing.
No, I don't mind sharing at all. It's gonna take some bread. It's gonna take some bread and the right person.
Yeah.
Cause, you know, you got people that's in your circle. If you doing stuff like I'm doing, that has the know how and like, yo, I could get you there, but it's gonna take some bread. But our relationship that me and you have, I could get you this for this price.
Right. Understood.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's building relationship. Because, you know, if you ain't building a relationship with the right people that could put you in the right places, you're going to lose. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, it's places that probably Capone be at that I don't be at.
Yeah.
But he be playing the gas, like, that shit be bumping. I be like, yo! I share that. And then, you know, supporting the SA25M, the monitor speakers. First black man to do four-way reference monitor speakers.
Does he literally build those from scratch?
Literally build it from scratch.
I figure because, like, I've literally watched him build out his studios. Like,
He is an acoustic to down to detail guru.
Yeah.
Like, if I need something fancy to do, he'll be like, yo, that lighting, that don't look good. Let's dim that down. Matter of fact, we need to do this so it could pop more. Like, that's why I say attention to detail. That's where I get that from, man. Hey, attention to detail, man. I get that from Cap. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I put that in my bag, like.
That's facts. Y'all see, I got my 420 earrings on today.
Yeah, she playing with them 420s.
Definitely, and you have to have someone like him around.
Yeah, yeah, because he knows the game. He been in the game 30 years.
Yeah, yeah, that's a long time. That's longer than a lot of these artists been alive.
Yeah, he watching people come and go and fall. Just like they go up, they come down. You know what I'm saying? And some of them, I say 90% of them go in, they go to his studio, do that thing, and they don't give it no shout out. I be looking for the tags. I be like, okay, I know where that is. I'm gonna copy your shit, bitch, and I'm gonna tag it. You know what I'm saying? I be like, go ahead, man, tag that man. Shit, stop playing, man. I can, like, y'all don't know what the best studio in Atlanta is.
Absolutely.
It's Soul Asylum Studio. If y'all ain't understand it, let me say it again. And say it in my VA accent. It's Soul Asylum Studios. Check it out, yo. Yeah, I won't say your mother, but keep it PG.
No, that's facts. I've been to a lot of studios, and there's some beautiful studios out here.
Yeah.
And Soul Asylum is definitely that top tier.
It's like going to a Walmart. Like, you got everything in one stop. Like, you got your dance studio. You got your bar if you need something to drink. You want to throw a fanny or whatever. You got a weight room, conference room, a small Dolby room, a movie theater room. Like,
who has that?
Come on.
Who has that? And who
driving 10 cars in a studio and park it?
And is Soul Asylum the only Dolby Atmos, like, certified studio in Atlanta?
Certified in the South.
Yeah. Okay, in the whole South region.
Wow. Like, folks be talking about they doing Dolby Atmos. I be laughing every time I look at these grand, because I be like, y'all stop lying. Dolby Atmos got to come to your studio.
Right.
They got to actually sit there and listen to what you got going on and say, okay, this is certified.
To make sure you got the setup right and a person that knows what they're doing.
Exactly. Because they're going to send their clients where they need to send their clients, you know what I'm saying, to make sure they get what's new, which is Dolby Atmos.
Right.
And my new single, Dolby Atmos Gas, Dolby Atmos. You know, it's people out here that's celebrities, they shit stereo. They're still on the left and right. That's so old school.
Absolutely. And I think, too, because you get all your Dolby Atmos, that also is helping you on iTunes because Capone is the one that told me at some point in time, iTunes or Apple Music.
Apple Music gonna do nothing but Dolby.
If you
ain't Dolby, you might as well go ahead and sit in the backseat.
Get on board or get left behind.
That's it.
That's facts, man. That's it. So you got this plaque from iTunes, certified plaque for the record called Gas. Mm-hmm. And then I know this new record, Wanna Be Love, also hit. Where did it hit on the iTunes chart?
It was crazy because as soon as I dropped that bit, it was the 45, right?
Yeah.
And Cap were like, yo, we got to, you know, and I was like, why are you late? Why that thing on 45? Because he's going to be like, we got to pass 65. You know, that was the goal.
Right.
And he went straight to 45. And I was like, yo, I'm at 25 now. He said, what? Wait a minute. Let me look at my phone. Let me check again. And he checking, and I'm like, bro, this thing going stupid.
That is insane.
And it was a blessing for me because it was so crazy. The master engineer, shout out to Audio Chemistry. He was like, yo, I ain't never heard nothing like that. That's like, it got a lane by itself. It don't sound like nobody else. Like, you could be like, oh, I know who that is. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to figure out, like, who that is. It sound like Lil Baby. Or it sound like Lil Wayne. Or, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you be like, nah, that VI5, that shit sound by itself. It got its own lane. It's riding. It's
absolutely
chill, and it's positive.
No.
Like, who don't want to be loved?
Nah, that's facts. Listen, if anybody in this world says they don't want love, they cap. Somewhere deep down inside, they know they need it wants it.
You need it. It's like a battery. You can't have a negative and not a positive.
Facts. That's a great analogy there.
What are you going to do? You know what I'm saying?
That is facts. Absolutely. So do you have another plaque on the way?
Yeah. That's coming. That's the plaque for
Wanna Be Love.
For Wanna Be Love coming in like probably about 2 weeks.
So once, I don't know how it works. Do you have to hit a certain number on the iTunes chart in order to be eligible for a plaque? Does it have to stay there for a certain amount of time? How does that work, if you don't mind?
No, it could be like a debut thing, like a, you know.
Just a weekend?
That weekend or that week, you know what I'm saying? You debut at that chart, you know what I'm saying? If you got the funds, you can debut as long as you want. You know what I'm saying? You got the funds to keep backing it and keep it on there.
Right.
Cool. Me, I'm independent. I ain't gonna lie to you. This shit costs a lot of money. Y'all be acting like this shit. It's cheap. This shit ain't cheap at all, man. Just making a song alone, I'm spending bread because I'm spending for quality. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm going to spend my $300 for 2 hours because I know what I'm getting. You know, I'm getting quality. I'm not getting, you know, just the regular degular. And I'm educating myself on what's next and what's going to be the new thing. Like, if you look, I think it was Super Bowl when they had J-Lo with her Dolby Atmos. They blow the shit up out of it.
Man.
And I was like, yeah, I'm in the right lane. Y'all could keep riding that other lane if you want to.
Right.
But, you know, and I'll be giving people a game and they just be doing the same old thing. So I'd be like, I can't. They'd be like, yo, let's do a feature. Nah, I can't do no feature with you. Because we ain't going to sacrifice the same kind of grind when it comes to this music game.
100%.
Like, you're not going to put that kind of money that I'm going to put in it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to sit and wait and chill on the sideline. And then when it blow, you're going to be like, yo, let me. Nah, now I'm going to play your ass to the left because guess what? You weren't putting in the work. I was sitting there chilling. I seen you.
Yeah.
Don't act like I ain't seen you. I seen you.
Nah, that's facts. You know, and that's why you have to be super particular, an artist like yourself who is making moves, if you're going to do a song with somebody. Yeah. Because, like you said, most of them are not going to grind as hard as you. No. They're not going to invest the money that you invest into it. They're not going to put the marketing behind it.
No. Some of them just going to do it on their laptop and that's it. They're going to put it on DistroKid, and then, you know, DistroKid going to accept that garbage, and there's going to be more garbage out there for you to goddamn listen to.
Let's talk about that for just a moment, too. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's...
Because they're another one, too. Them some...
Like,
DistroKid, you on some...
I think, honestly, most of these platforms they have some pros and cons to them.
Yes, definitely.
But the problem that I find with all of these platforms is they're not scanning this music before they put it on the platforms to see if it's even. I've heard songs that don't even have a mix on it. You could tell it's completely rough, yet it's on Spotify and Apple Music. Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I hate it. I hate it with a passion.
Yeah.
It really boils my soul. Like, to see that shit. Because when you're an audio engineer and the kind of the shit I went through to get quality work and to like get in the game, it takes work.
Yes.
Like I had to learn how to do it. I had to be an IT person, break down a computer, CPU, RAM. Like it's process and step to shit. But these folks ain't got no process and step. They just want to jump in and then put on these fake ass cow chain that I be seeing clinging around the place, you know, just capping, and then they think they doing something because they on DistroKid and they're Apple Tune. Like, bro, that's the bare minimum.
No, that is facts, and it's frustrating because it clogs up this industry.
Yeah, it clogs up. It kind of take away from the people that are actually doing good music.
100%. It waters it down. Yeah. And it keeps people from wanting to deal with independent artists, because in there, a lot of people, they think that all of them are like that, but they're not. There's artists like yourself who is independent, but you're still putting the work in like you're a major.
Yeah, facts. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, McDonald's ain't stopped putting in money for his advertisement. Walmart ain't, so why should I stop putting it in? And
absolutely.
They're making millions.
Everybody knows who McDonald's is, but I bet you if you watch any TV show, some point in time you're going to catch a McDonald's commercial.
All day, every day.
You know, they've got to constantly remind you, hey, we're here. Because they got a lot of competition out there. Yeah. You know,
even though their food is trash, they still putting the ads on it.
Nah, facts. And there's still people who buy into it.
Yeah, they don't buy it. They're going to shop with them. And, you know, they got their sheeps already.
Absolutely.
And keep them going.
I know you've been steady releasing great singles. Any thoughts of an EP or album coming?
I thought about it, but I don't know. I kind of look at all my singles like I just put it all in one.
Yeah.
You know, and then everybody could get my music, every single they could get at evenbiz.com.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that too.
You know what I'm saying? Where you could actually buy the art. You know what I'm saying? And it make more sense for the artist too, because I sold like probably one. We just did a test run and Capone bought Gas. And it was like, damn, equivalent to like 1,500 streams just off of one
purchase
single for $5.
So on Even, you put a record on there and I go purchase it. That counts towards your streams?
That counts towards my stream and it goes straight directly to me. It don't go to nobody else.
So that counts towards your streams where it could potentially land you like a gold plaque. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's dope. Yeah. So they are registered with the RIAA or whatever to be able.
I think it's Illuminant or something like that. That keeps up with the track of sales of your records. Because, you know, LaRussell, I think, was the first one that did it. So I was like watching him and I was like, you know what? This shit makes sense because he's independent like him.
Absolutely. You know? And if he's doing it.
And if he's doing it, it got to be something good. You know what I'm saying? It just, the whole world ain't caught on yet. They still streaming. And it takes a lot of streaming. The money for streaming is trash.
It is trash. It's an insult to artists, especially ones like you who put a lot of money into it.
Yeah.
With Even, is it set up like a DistroKid? Do you pay an annual fee, monthly fee?
Actually, when I did it, I didn't pay nothing. I just submit my stuff, you know, and the information came back in email like, yo, we accepted your work, and I just upload everything, and that was it. I don't remember paying any kind of.
And even if you do
it. Even if you do, it's still a great platform.
I agree. Definitely going to put people onto it.
I ain't going to tell you no lie. Spotify with their bullshit, when they got these bots that anybody could throw bots at your shit.
Listen, facts. And same thing with Instagram.
And then they hit your email. Oh, hey, we're going to pull your shit down because you got bots and so on. So I'm like, and it's like the second. This happened to me last week too. It's like second time. So I'm like, you know what? I ain't finna pay with their ass no more. I'm gonna go ahead and rock off with Even Biz. Where I know people gonna have to go purchase it. So instead of you listening to it, you might go to YouTube or listen to it too or watch the video. But the Spotify world, trash. Trash. Y'all niggas trash.
on Even, does somebody have to be a registered member to be able to buy your music and stream it?
No. You know, the good thing about it is, What Even does too, it allows you to get your, it's like a fan of the artist direct experience. So when you say like you buy the music, you buy one of my singles or whatever, I be able to get your email and, you know, say like the first 20 people on my fan bought it. And I'd be like, you know what? I got my merch out. I finna go ahead and send them an email, let them know, hey, I'm going to send you one of my merch t-shirt or whatever, free of cost. Just because you supported me.
That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? During the time I was just grinding. You know what I'm saying? So now you have a list of emails that's priceless.
Yes.
because emails ain't going nowhere.
No, absolutely. Most people keep the same one.
Yeah, but you know, these social media sites and these other shit gonna be come and go, come and go. So
people
getting
hacked or doing something to get themselves banned or whatever. Definitely. What makes VI Vibe so passionate about your music career right now?
I guess time. Just years of experience. And then, you know, yeah, I mean, I'll say years of experience because just looking at how music was and how it is now, it feel like, you know, I listened to the 90s music and that I used to give us that good vibe and that good feeling. I kind of miss that.
Yeah.
And I feel like since I was indulging that, like, that era, it's only right for me to produce that kind of music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be what they putting out now. You know what I'm saying? I want to stay in that realm and, like, yo, these music actually speak to our soul.
Yes.
It help us through hard times, to the worst, the good. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, something that has meaning. You know what I'm saying? Because when I'm dead and gone, I want my son or somebody to be able to put in listen to my shit and be like, yo. You know what I'm saying? Put in a smile and like, yo, you're going to be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I got one called I'm Not Alone. I did like my first single that we're talking about, like, you know, men and females go through the same thing.
Yeah.
We cry inside too, but y'all, we don't put it out there like that. You know what I'm saying? It'll be behind walls.
Right.
So, you know, just stuff that resonate with people throughout time and never gets old.
Yeah, that becomes that timeless music.
Yes.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
What do you feel like as an artist right now you could work on? Or improve on?
Probably getting into more of the sync licensing.
Yeah.
I'm still educating myself on that sync licensing because I ain't gonna say I'm old or anything, but at my age, certain shows don't really move me. Like, people be like, yo, go perform here, go perform. And when you go perform, I'd be like, it gotta make sense.
Yeah.
Like, I'm working right now on performing Gas at Rolling Loud Miami.
Right.
I think it's June or some shit like that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's a smoke song. You know, I get the network where people are on the same vibe. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just sync licensing, really, because I don't really see myself jumping up and down nobody's stage. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even going to cap to y'all, bro.
I get it.
I do great music for other people, but it ain't for me to be jumping up and down your stage like that. You know, if you're going to pay me a good bag, I'll come, I'll come rock out. But some people be like, do it for exposure. I've been doing it for exposure.
Right. You are an artist that's been doing that.
Yeah, I've been through the trench. I done did the Coast to Coast mixtapes and all that. I done did that. Like, it ain't for me to do that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, for the right opportunity, I will. You know, I ain't gonna say I'm gonna shut the door, but for the right opportunity, I will. But
absolutely.
Today, you know, I'm a movies, video game, put my music in that. Because I got Gas, actually, it's gonna be on GTA, the new video game. I think it's GTA 6.
Okay, congratulations. Yeah, that's big.
So, my people down in Miami, Royalty and Respect, big up at Onoaguan.
Put you on game.
Put me on game.
I definitely got to connect with them. It sounds like they're connecting a lot of dots
for
you.
Yeah, man, Monty is a good brother, man. I think he's Bahamian. You know, he showed me love. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when I ask questions that I don't know, he'll enlighten me.
So, that's dope. You need people like that around you because there's so many gatekeepers out here that don't want to let people in or don't want to help them win.
Yeah, it's selfish.
It'd be a lot of these old heads, slick, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just keeping it G, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But a lot of these old heads, and I think they're disgruntled because they've had their time, and now there's a whole new wave. And it's like, so what? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm twice as, I'm like, some of these people are half my age, but I still want to see them win. I'm never going to be that OG that's like, nah,
go ahead, take the torch and run with it.
You absolutely.
Know what I'm saying? Like, the game is, I used to say back in the day, the game wasn't to be sold.
Right.
But now it's a difference, man. Like, I want everybody to win. Like, if we have everybody eating good, it's going to be more good going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? If everybody hungry and starving, then it's going to be more killing going on.
Facts.
So let's just uplift and get this money, because it's a lot of money out there.
There's a lot of money, and we ain't leaving none of it on the table.
I ain't leaving shit on the table. Right now, not that y'all ain't know, but I'm actually doing modeling too. So I'm paying my dues, paying my fees, and then by I think probably like around probably at summertime, I'm gonna have the website up with all my model pictures. When I tell you, ladies, this thing is crazy. Guys, don't look at my gram. I'm telling you right now, I'm looking like goddamn, hey, Pac on that thing. But anyway, yeah, I'm getting into the modeling thing because I see myself doing that. And the lady that actually put me on cash, she was like, "Yo, you look young. Like you ain't really your age." And she was like, "I like that picture with the no shirt and the Scorpio on it." She said, "I'm gonna blow that up and put that on my desk." And I'm gonna sell that. That's gonna just be you. Like, yeah. I said, all right, cool. And she showed me love because the package ain't cheap. The modeling world is a different world. It ain't cheap. Yeah. The package was like $5,000.
Wow.
And because she liked me, she took off 15 on it.
That's great.
I'm sexy. Eat your heart out. So, you know, I did the monthly, you know, paying my payment plan or whatever the case may be. And when that's done, it's done. But I'm doing a lot of different things beyond that, just getting prep for that, you know what I'm saying? And it's all commercial and movies. Ain't no none of that regular.
I think that comes to a point in an artist's career when they've been doing it for a long time that you, not that you're old by no means, but when we get a little older, we want to kind of switch gears a little bit. And that's where you're at in life right now, because that's how I feel. Trust me. That's why I get invited to go to so many club events. I turn all of them down. I have no desire to be in a nightclub with people half my age.
None.
For what? Like, what?
And they even dancing. They just standing around.
Exactly. And I'm not even. I don't even drink. So it's like
me neither.
You know. So it's like sitting there like a cornball with a bottle of water. Mm-hmm. Like, you know. And some places don't let you smoke inside there. So it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, yeah. Any place I go, everybody tell you I'm there like 30 minutes or an hour.
After
an hour, I'm like, yo, my feet hurt. I gotta sit down. I'm tired of looking at y'all. You know what I'm saying? Every chick bending over, throwing ass. Hey,
it's the same thing everywhere.
Same old thing, like, bro.
We ain't missing nothing.
I ain't missing a thing. I'm going home.
I'd rather be in my bed and asleep by midnight, honestly.
I'm at the crib blowing one, and I'm watching some good ass comedy movie or somebody getting beat up or something, like, you know, just to unwind. But the club, if certain events is cool, like I'll go to.
Yeah.
Like the one they had, and then they got going on today, the SES.
Yeah, if it's something like that. Yeah, that. Good networking opportunity.
Yeah, that would definitely be good. I was gonna go to buy. I ain't going. I'm sorry, Hannah. Y'all got booked me, man. Stop playing.
No, that's something bigger told me.
That's a good stuff though. No, that's a good event. It happened every year too. I think like a second year.
I know. I seen Rocco on there, which I love. Yeah, Rocco, man. There's so many people on there. Yeah. But like you said, it's like I'm the type of person at this point. I've been doing this for 13 years. I don't go to be a part of the general population.
Facts.
If I'm not booked and potentially on the flyer, I don't want to be there. And I mean that humbly.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
It waters your brand down otherwise.
You know what you're worth. You ain't finna be with you know.
A bunch of nobodies.
Yeah, bro.
Like, we ain't doing all that.
No. I'm sorry, bro. I can't do it.
Sorry, not sorry, right?
That part.
Well, let's get into this record. It's called Wanna Be Love. This is the hit record that's circulating everywhere right now. The official visual is available. People can go check that out. Tell people where they can keep up with you on your social media.
Hey, man, y'all go to the Instagram at Team VI Vibes with a Z, or you can go to VI_VIBZ. Just follow me on there. You know, tap in. The link has all my videos. I got Vivo as well, too. So, you know, that lets you know I got good quality, man.
No, that's facts. Who you want to give thanks to and shout out to?
I want to shout out the whole Soul Asylum team, you know what I'm saying? All my island people, you don't know, I'm going on VA in a building. All my Atlanta people, Sway, that boy over in Cuba doing chilling. I see you, boy. That boy, they're cooling out. But shout out to everybody that, you know, show support and, you know, rock with the kid. And stay tapped in, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm educating at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I'm not just giving you music. Like, I got 3 pages. I got one with electrical where I'm showing you. I'm part of an EV certification in Atlanta. We get one of the biggest, you know what I'm saying? So I'm letting you know about EV chargers and charging stations and how to go about, you know, getting one for your home and which one to get and which one not to get. Because y'all go at home getting a 20 amp. A charge station, that ain't gonna work. You're gonna be charging that bitch about 3 days. You know what I'm saying? You need 40 amps, butter. You need 40 amps on that thing to get any kind of juice. But, yo, I'm gonna have that on my subscription, so that's what I'm gonna do now.
That's dope.
You know, I'm gonna have, like, insight to certain things that you ain't going to see.
Right.
I'm going to have my subscription so y'all can go ahead and subscribe once I get that going too. So, you know, that you get with me, it's like Walmart. You know what I'm saying? You're getting everything. I'm going to give you all the game, all the sauce. Ain't nothing to hide, man. Shit. Y'all can, but go ahead and pay that subscription, though. You know what I'm saying? Gonna tap in with your boy. I'm getting game, though.
Facts, because they got to pay for that knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. Knowledge period. Is key, man. You know what I'm saying? I went to school for my stuff, so I ain't gonna flex with y'all. At 420, I could go on my page, too. I posted that, you know, I went to school at LearnSativa.com in Orlando. So when it comes to weed, like, it's really a medicine for me. It ain't no, I'm smoking gas. Nah. You go follow my story, it'll show you that I went to school for it, I got certified for it, and there's still more steps to it. But that industry, it's a $1 billion industry. Like me just finishing the first basic, I'm able to go work at any dispensary just to put bud in the weed. I mean, bud in the bag and get paid $25 an hour.
Wow.
At basement.
Because you got the knowledge.
Yeah, and they blackmail you too. I mean, not blackmail you. They blackball you. If you try to apply and you haven't been to school, trust me, they're going to be like, yo, where you went and got your school from?
Yeah.
They're going to be like, oh, I just did it on my own.
They're like,
your,
nope.
Your application is done. You could try any other spot you want to, True Leave and all the others. That's already, it's a whole system. You know what I'm saying? So.
That is dope, man. We're going to have you come back and have a whole conversation just about that because I didn't know you went to school for that.
Yeah. That boy's smart. I just look like that.
Let's get into this record, Wanna Be Loved. Go ahead and introduce it for us.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, V.I. Vibes, man. Wanna Be Loved, man. You know, everybody needs to be loved, and I think that we need more of that in this world today anyway. So check out, you know, Wanna Be Loved and tell me what y'all think.
Y'all feel stay free tuned. To go comment. Yeah, make sure you guys go to Even and go get it from there, even.biz.
Yeah, even.biz, go on, you can get the record. You know, you can put whatever you want at $5, $10, whatever it's worth to you, I'm grateful for.
I love that. I'm going to make sure I do that because I want to support you. You always support me.
I appreciate it.
Y'all stay tuned for it. Let's go.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
Some man say they don't need love. I man say they must be mad because I man need it. Let me talk to you.
Make her legs shake and body shiver. She a throwback body, but me killer with power. Boom, boom, I get wet, ski, ski, get panic over.
Her legs be wide open, I call it soul food. It's the essence of love, her voice on attitude. All my be mine on that pussy, it's my prerogative. The time and affection, yeah, how you wanna live? Too juicy like oxtail, now watch me suck the bone. I'm all you ever need, shawty, let me make you moan. Call me the general. Talk you what you need, you ready for another one. We ain't gonna stop no time, so you better rest. All night love making while I suck on breasts. We ain't gonna stop no time, so you better rest. All night love making while I suck on breasts.
Let's roll.